for us to be able to overcome the storms, we need to leave the past behind. A lot of people are living in the past. They are stuck in the past. I always say certain things. I said, if you bring your past into your present, you contaminate your future. And certain people are in today, but the way they think, the way they go about their everything around them has to do with their past. And this morning, by the grace of God, I want to share a very short word of God with you, which I believe is going to bless somebody. In Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18, the Bible says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. You see, to get through your storms, you have to forget about your past experiences. You have to let go of those things which are behind you. Those things which are behind you. Philippians chapter 3 verse 13, the Bible said, they said, brethren, Paul said, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. There is this thing that I do. He said, but one thing I do, I forget about what is in the past, things which are behind, and reach forward to those things which are ahead. Do you have some things you would like to forget from your past? I can answer for everybody this morning. The answer is yes. Do you have certain things that you need to forget in the past? Most of us. You see, it takes God's grace to forget, especially the things of the past. You see, the grace is God's power, ability, or let me use the word, His enablement. That is why the Bible says, they say, it is the blessings of the Lord that maketh one rich. You see, it is not by your works when it comes to the fact that we have to deal with the past, but it is by His grace. It is by His grace, the gift of grace that enable us to deal with the past. Now, this is why there are a lot of people who are not able to let go of their past. They fail to recognize that it is not by might. It is not by power. As a believer, you need to ask help from the Lord. You need to ask help from the Lord. And a lot of people hold on to the past for two reasons. Two reasons. Number one, people hold on to the past for several reasons. Now, but let me give you just two. Some of them have had great things happening to them in the past, so they develop a certain attachment to the past in order, and they relive that, let me say, that moment again and again. And so you see somebody who will say that, this thing that came to me in the past, I've regretted. I should have done this, I should have done that. Some are even married and they compare their present wives to that girlfriend who broke their heart, to that person they encountered but never valued them. Never valued them. Never valued them. So, because of that, let me say, People call it the good old days. It's past and gone. You can't relive it again and again. You must move on with life. So people are so stuck in that aspect of life that they are not able to recognize that though something good might have happened to you yesterday, but if only you can focus on today, there are better things for you tomorrow. They are not able to recognize it. Then the second reason why people hold on to the past is because they hold on to it because, and sometimes it is out of regret and remorse, because in the past something bad might have happened to them. Sometimes it has to do with relationship. Sometimes it has to do with all sorts of things. So people hold on to the past for two main reasons. Either good thing happened in the past and they keep reliving that moment, or number two, something bad happened to them in the past. There are people who have not been able to overcome the pain that they experienced in that relationship that didn't work 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, and they have sworn an oath by themselves, "I will never give any man chance in my life again." And she keeps pushing good people away. He keeps pushing people away. "Oh, all men are the same. All women are the same." No. There is something. You are holding on to something, and you need to let that thing go. It could be something that relates to business that didn't work, and by that, say, I would never do any business again. Something bad happened to somebody, it changes the person. It changes the person. I know that there are people who are even, they are living certain lifestyle today, and then when you ask them, they will relate it to their past. I know people. There are people who are into lesbianism, and when they will tell you, "I can't trust men. I trusted a man, and this man betrayed me. Now I love women. At least I will trust women." You see, in this life, situations do come. But when the devil attaches himself to a situation, that is where it becomes chronic, and sometimes it becomes incurable. There are men who are slaves to their past. When I say men, I'm not talking about literally men. I'm talking about both men and women. They are so stuck in their past that no matter what you tell them, they don't believe it. They believe in their current situation. They believe in the past so much, and they feel that the life they are living today, or maybe say, let me use the word, things didn't go well for them today because of the past. Nobody can do anything about the past. I can do something about today. You can do something about tomorrow. That is what you have at hand. When the Lord encountered Moses, he said, "What do you have in your hand?" What you have in your hand is what matters, not what you don't have. Not what you don't have control over. And today is a great day to forget and lay aside those things which are behind, that are keeping you from moving forward or going forward. I want you to understand that if you are holding on to things of the past, it is impossible to reach out and receive the fresh and new. Paul said, "I let go of those things." Paul had some difficult years. Yet as he was writing this, he had some great things to rejoice about. What he had done in the ministry, the impact he's made. So he looked at the things that has happened and compared it to his past. And he said, "I forget those things which are behind, because there are greater things ahead of us." We can't always explain why certain things do happen. But one thing we can do is ask for the grace of God to forget about it and leave it behind and move on. There are other people, other situations, other circumstances, other battles that are ahead of us that needs to be fought. And you need to focus on those aspects rather than dwelling on the past. You see, your future is going to be better than your past if you are able to recognize this. You have everything to look forward to. You have everything to look forward to. You have everything to look forward to. Stop dwelling in the past. Stop living in the past. Stop, let me say, making it as though your life ended some years ago because certain things didn't work. There is more to life than what we have lost in the past. There is more to life. When you pick the book of Ruth, it has only 4 chapters. The book of Ruth is not just a book in the Bible. The book of Ruth tells about recovery. The Bible says that Naomi lost her husband, and then Naomi was left with her 2 daughters. They have left their hometown. They've gone to Moab because there was famine. And the Bible says that Naomi lost her husband, and now his 2 sons, Mahlon and Chilion, who were married, they also died mysteriously. And the Bible said that when Naomi was coming back to his hometown, because he heard that there is abundance of food, so they had to go back. Ruth went with her. And the Bible said that when they got to the city, the women in the city were happy and said, "Oh, thanks be to God, Naomi is back." That before that, people, some of them, "Is this Naomi? Is this Naomi?" And people were happy that she was back. I believe that the question asked, "Is this Naomi?" has to do, some didn't recognize her. Not because she has become so beautiful, but it's a life. You see, there is a way sometimes life can be so hard on you. Lost the husband, lost 2 children. And they say, "Is this Naomi?" Naomi means joy. Naomi means peace. Naomi means pleasantry. All the nice things that we want to have in our lives. And the Bible said that Naomi looked them in the eyes and said, "Don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara." Mara means bitterness. For she said, "The Lord sent me out full, but he has brought me back empty." What is so pleasant about this that you are still calling me Naomi? Let me tell somebody this morning, don't make life or pain cause you to change your name. Don't make life or the things you go through, don't make it change, cause you to change your name. It might happen to you in the past. It might have happened to you in the past. Naomi came and dwelt in her hometown. And Ruth, who was a Moabite, came with her. And what they were doing was that whilst people were harvesting, Ruth will go to their farm and the ones that dropped on the floor, Ruth will pick it, bring it home, and that was what they were depending on. Because Naomi is old, she can't farm. Ruth is a stranger in the city. Then the Bible says that one day Ruth caught the attention of Boaz. And to cut the story short, they ended up getting married. And the Bible says that when the baby came and the women were happy and they said, "Thanks be to God who never left Naomi without a kinsman redeemer." It means that God has redeemed Naomi, and Naomi was playing with the baby. With the baby. What happened to her, it changed her. But she never lived in the past. There are painful things that can happen to you. There are certain things that you cry about. There are certain things that it is beyond your strength. There are certain things that you feel like is going to kill you, but it didn't kill you and you are here. Stop living in the past. Look up to God and what He has for you. Don't look at what you have lost. Look at what is left. What you have in your hand is what is important. What you have in your hand is what is important. And this morning, I want to tell somebody, it is time to stop living in the past. It is time to say that I need to move on. I need to move on. I need to move on. I've dwelt in this place. I've cried enough. I didn't know how to move on. But what I've heard this morning, I need to move on. It might have been a relationship. It might have been business. It might have been finance. It might have been children. It might have been marriage. It has might something that always it keeps you in the past. You are a human being. Sometimes you remember certain things. But the fact that you remember where you used to stay doesn't mean you stay there anymore. You have moved on. And the Lord is telling somebody this morning. Some of us, throughout the year, this is what you need to hear. And God is telling you that you need to move on, move on, move on, move on, advance. While the children of God were crying at the Red Sea, and Moses was calling upon God, he said, "Why are you crying to me? Let them march forward. Let them march forward." And when they march forward, he stretched out his hand. Then the sea opened. The Lord is telling somebody, you see, rise up. And then just clean up yourself. I said, I might have missed a lot. I might have lost a lot. But this is the time for me to move on. He said, when he called Bartimaeus, there was a certain cloth around him. He threw it away. He said, I am not coming back to my old way. Once Jesus is calling me, I'm not coming here. Sit here, beg, people insult me. The meaning of my name is son of Anna, but what I'm doing is not honorable. This is not my place. And the Bible says he ran to Jesus. And indeed, he never came back to his old place. Can you run to Jesus? Can you call upon the Lord? Can you help me? This thing happened in the past and I've lived there. I can't let go. The grace of God will help you. I've told you before how my father, my biological father, never took care of us. The way you see me, one day somebody shaked my hand and said, "Hey, Charlie, you are Dada B." And I said, "You don't know what you are saying." I said, "Do you know what you've been through? I've sold sugar cane before. I've sold both fruits. I don't know how other people call it. I know how a tea will be in a cup. And I will sip some. My brother will sip some. We will sip it to go around. I know how it feels like. And when I came to know God, God said, forgive your father." I said, "God, what did you say?" Because I was harboring so many pain. So many pain. You know, the places that we have been, we gather things. It's like when you are driving and then you get who is realize that your car tire has picked a lot of things. And the things that are on the tire are not things that you put it there. It is there because you passed certain places. And the Lord said, forgive him. I forgive him. Prayed for him. Send him money sometimes. And all that. Calls him Father's Day. Call him ordinary days. Check up on him. On my wedding day, I went to show my wife to this, the woman I want to marry. And then I showed. When I was getting married, Friday, he didn't come. I thought Saturday he will come. Saturday, my wedding day, he didn't come. My biological father, he didn't come. I called him on Tuesday and I said, he didn't come for my wedding. He said, oh, I was sick. Not knowing he told somebody, he said, I won't go. I was with my wife on Tuesday. And I said, have you been to the hospital? He said, no. I said, it's okay. I am sending you money. Go to the hospital. Go to the hospital. I've been through so much that if I had dwelt in the past, my father has never paid my school fees from primary to university. Where he doesn't care. So I told myself, I have to be a better father to my child. The things that were not pleasant, we must not repeat it. We must never repeat it. So what happened in the past are things that we must not be proud of. But we should just let it go. You'll remember some of them, but you don't live there anymore. You have moved on. The pain and all those things, you have to let it go. Good things might have happened to you, but let it go. And focus on God. What do you have for me? What do you have for me? What do you have for me? And I believe that there are so much that God has for us. But are we ready? Are we ready? God is asking somebody this morning, will you let the past go? Will you let the past go? Will you let the past go? This morning, may the Lord strengthen somebody. May the Lord give someone light in order to move on. May the Lord bless you. And may the Lord keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.